You know, we had this chus to learn all about Pesach tonight in the longer shir. We can't dismiss Parshas Vayikra. We can't forget and prepare for the Parsha. Prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. And I want to just learn a Svas Emes together, Chevra. Svas Emes brings down the last Mishnah Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. Quoting Psukim in this week's parasha. And the Pasuk says, by the behema, when you brought a korban, that's a behema, that it was reach nichoach, it was a sweet-smelling, delicious smell for Hashem. And the oaf was a reach nichoach, the bird was a sweet reach nichoach for Hashem. And the mincha, even a flower offering, was reach nichoach l'Hashem. So all these are very different values. Person brings a behema, it costs him a lot of money for Hashem. Oof, less, mincha even less. The Mishnah says, Echad ha-marbe ve-echad ha-mamit, u-bevad shichav n'liva shemayim. Whether you bring a lot or whether you bring a little, as long as you have the proper kavan. The Taz asks, Shkoyach, kavan is important. Shkoyach, kavan is important. Our intentions, our heart, our passion is important. But isn't it still so much? Imagine if someone who brings a behema has tremendous kavana, isn't that more chashiv than someone who brings a mincha with kavana? I mean, ain't a chanami. If you just give the behema without kavana, shkoyach. See, if you had more kavana by the oath, it's more chashiv. But let's say all things aligned, the kavana is the same, the more expensive present should be worth more to Hashem. So Taz has the question. It's not all about kavon. Zok de Hilgis Vasemes. We see from this Mishnah that mamish, we have to take it at face value. I'll read you the words. Ein hefrish be marbe l'mamit. There's no difference between someone who does a lot and someone who does a little. Afim shneyem miskavn l'tov. When they both have the proper kavona. Ki avodas habore, when it comes to serving God, a nafkamina beriboy rakbis oiris raton emes belave. Rachmana liba boy. Hashem wants our heart. Hashem wants our passion. Hashem doesn't want mechanical Judaism. Hashem doesn't want Hebrew reading exercise tefillos. Hashem doesn't want us intellectually reading our Gemara. He wants us steiging over the Gemara with our heart and with our soul and connecting to it. He wants our ratzon, as we spoke about last week. He wants our passion. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs any of the mitzvahs? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the karbanos? He's perfect in every way. There's nothing we can give Hashem. We give Hashem our hearts to show that we have a relationship with Him, that we're one with Him. You know, sometimes life can be challenging in Avodas Hashem. When we get home and we look at the wall and we see a wall full of Svarim and I know not even a tipa bayam, not even a drop of the ocean. We see people that are holding Kol HaTorah Kula and people look like they're davening every tefillah and I'm struggling still to get the minyan on time. Rachman Aliba boy, don't get discouraged. Echad Amar B'Vechad Amavet. Of course we're supposed to try to learn as much as we can and daven as much as we can. We have to understand that. But in the end of the day, what matters to Hashem is our passion. What matters to Hashem is our heart. What matters to Hashem is our devotion. Let's make sure it's ba'avo, b'simcha. To make sure every tefillah is with proper kavana. Tov ma'apa kavana meharbas below kavana. It's an explicit halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's better to daven a little less, but with kavana, the more without kavana. It's true in every aspect of our life. Let's make sure that we mean it. Let's make sure that our heart is in it. Let's show the Rabbona Shalom Echad Amar V'Echad Amar V'Vad Shalchim L'Shemayim. Let's take the nechama in that. These are big days. There's a lot of preparation going into Pesach. But there's so many details in cleaning, in cooking, in preparing. Don't forget about the heart. Preparing the heart for the emotional amuna that we're about to go through. The emotional experience of another Kriyas Yamsuf, the emotional experience of finding freedom again. It's connected in the deepest of ways. And that's chud, our heart will be on fire. That's chud, our heart will be on fire always, feeling close to Hashem. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all of our kavanas and all of our ratzon to not just have the geula of Mitzrayim, but the geula shleim with Mashiach Sekeinu b'mehira b'yameinu. V'mehelig Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.